Up next, channeling her Halloween costume is Aria.
Crimson. Time to turn the aspen sparkling gold. Time to tumble apples from the branches. Time to turn the breezes crisp and cold. A chill enfolds the upon the meadows, scent of wood smoke swirling in the air, signals that it's high time for the harvest. Every pumpkin, peach, and prickly pear with ripe and fruit to bear.
And that was Aria singing a song from Tinkerbell, I believe. I think Ambi's very familiar with the song, am I right?
Yes, I love this song. It's If You Believe from Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure, which was the second one. It was like the opening theme, and it's sung by one of the Celtic women, and it's all awesome and stuff. Yeah, I love this song. I kind of prayed that someone would eventually sing this. And thus far, my prayers for songs for people to sing have not been answered. So finally, one has been answered.
So yeah, Aria, my first note. Jeez, I'm like opening all of these critiques with like the backtrack. No, but anyway, I thought your backtrack was good for a vocal cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think I've seen this one on YouTube before.
Ah,
It's
okay.
pretty. It was really good.
Yeah, except for the beats, but I mean, it was still really good for back vocal cut. So getting into your song, Aria, I thought this was very nice, and it was a very well-polished job you did with this song. And I like, and again, like, the song you did last week, I believe, the call, right?
The calling,
The
yeah.
calling. I like this style on you, Aria. It was kind of like last week's one, but I thought this was a good choice for you because it allowed you to showcase more of you in it. And those long notes towards the end in the really high range were very nice, and I like that a lot. And I thought you had very nice build into your chorus on that long note that you built in both volume and energy, and I thought that was good. So, yeah. Giselle?
Okay, I have to agree. Very nice vocal cut. I like the fact that this song, compared to last week, has more range to it and more to work with. Because I liked a lot of your higher stuff, personally. It was very pretty. I don't know this song because I've seen Tinkerbell on and off on Disney Channel, never all the way through. Irrelevant, but pretty. And good job. Done. Sleepy.
I know, I've been sleepy
Sleepy.
too. Okay. Aria, I love this song. And I like you on it. I loved your choruses were really good when you were belting out that if you believe in who you are. Those were just so crisp and nice and clean. I would have liked your voice was a little odd for me on like the first like verse or two. It just I would have liked it to be a bit more like earthier. I don't know. It just because it's a very earthy song. Again, I know this song really, really well, and it's all about like harvesting and fall and autumn. And I just think like Mother Earth and like I didn't want you to be a hippie, but I wanted you to be a
I thought
hippie.
Captain Planet.
Hippie?
Aria,
Hippie,
Captain
what?
Planet.
Alright, you
A
just need to
hippie.
come to my dorm. Spend a weekend with me. We can channel that in the
Wow, the hippie dorm smoke pot smoker came back on this show. Wow, I didn't see that coming. Were you the one that was? I didn't know if you were in the very last set of vocals, like on the
Oh,
at the
the
very, very end. I
I
couldn't tell
heard
if
her
she
like
was
join
singing.
him eventually.
Like I couldn't
Because I
tell if
heard
she
her voice pop out near the end, like it was starting to come out.
Yeah,
So maybe. Yeah.
in which case it was very well blended with them because I couldn't even pick you out in them if you were in there. But at the same time, then I couldn't tell if you were in there or not. But overall, I thought this was really good. I just would have liked to have been a bit slightly hippier in the verses, but the choruses were great.
All right. Are we done?
Done.
Sweet.
All right, it is results time, y'all. Y'all might have noticed something a little off. Mary Feather wasn't able to submit in time, and
It was
thus,
really sad. Like,
yeah.
yeah. But she did end up finishing her she did finish her song, although it was late. So we will be.
Yeah. She worked really hard on it, and the problem was that she worked really hard on it, and then her computer like had a brain fart and deleted it
It
all
went
on
boom
her.
boom.
Fell down, went boom, and she couldn't get it all back together again. She was Humpty Dumpty, and she couldn't put it all back together again. But she wanted us still to have it because she worked really hard on it, and her husband worked really hard on the background of it. We haven't actually listened to it yet, but we're gonna throw it in after the results, so she'll close out the show tonight. But she did understand that we. It was just too late for us to be able to accept it because we just got it like a couple minutes ago and we've already made our decisions for the night.
However,
So,
right. However.
and this is a big however, we decided we are still going to eliminate someone tonight.
Yes. Just because, personally, I blame Dylan Collins for this. Because he jinxed us, because on another show he was like, "Oh, I'm happiest competition on earth. People drop out of me all the time," and now people are dropping out. Like, so I blame you for this, Dylan Collins.
He probably
You,
planned it. He probably like tell him to quit and he'll put him on their show automatically.
yeah. So you know what? I'm gonna jinx you. People are gonna start dropping out of Sing It. Jinx, jinx,
And
jinx,
wrap it.
jinx, 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 jinx. Yeah. How do you like
Yeah,
them?
man.
How do you like them apples, huh?
Yeah.
So. We are still
Where's
have
your mother?
we are still going to have the same amount of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
we are cutting someone this week, but we're bringing someone back at the same time.
Dun dun dun.
So do we want to start off before we even start with the results and announce who's going to be brought back and why?
Sure.
All right. Well, because she kind of got robbed of it last week when Traviata had to drop out, because Traviata didn't tell us ahead of time that she was not going to be able to submit because she couldn't. And because she got robbed basically again this week, because we haven't heard from Traviata to know why yet. So she would have been the next one in. So she got robbed twice. So we're actually going to bring back Sharp Cookies. So Sharp Cookies.
Welcome back.
Back in the competition for next week. So that way we still have then six people.
Mm-hmm.
Six next week. Yeah. And we are going to say goodbye to someone tonight. So now we should go on to the results.
Okay. So the winner for sequels, prequels, and direct to video is Princess Clary.
Yay!
Yay!
She loved me.
Nice recovery this week, Princess Clary.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good recovery.
Yes.
Stay
up there. Stay up there. Cause
yes.
Don't let yourself fall down again.
Mm-hmm. Next, so I do the first save then?
Yeah, you'll do the first save then.
The first save for me is then JC.
Yay, JC!
Yay!
I'm gonna save then Aria.
Hey, okay. Aria, you are
safe. Yay, Aria!
And then let me mark these on my list so I know who's safe. Okay. My next save is going to be Faded.
Yay!
Which means the bottom two this week are Russ and
the
remainders of Man Candy. Oh my god. I didn't
even... Aww. Sad face.
Sad face. So basically, when it came down to you two, Omi...
It was hard.
Yeah, it was hard because Omi, you had too much going on, and Russ, you didn't have enough going on. So it was like you were basically... If you each could have, like, taken a little bit of the other person and, like, both met somewhere in the middle. But this was hard because then you were two completely different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, we're opposites on, like, every aspect.
Mm-hmm. And it was really hard. Selena, you're the one that announces it, right? Because you're next in the order.
Oh, joy. Okay. I hate eliminating people. Okay.
It's hard at this point because everybody's really good. And I don't want to get rid of anybody, but we have to.
I mean, we're nearing top five, and that's a really big number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really big, but in talent, it's a really big number.
Five's a big number.
Yeah, did you know?
Okay, let's go. Stop.
Okay. And I'm sorry to say, but OmiPride09, today was your last challenge. Meaning you're eliminated.
Sorry, Omi.
I lost both my backpack buddies on the same night.
Oh, snap.
This is so hard for me. I'm waiting for my jungle crew now.
Oh, and that's before you go to Disney, too.
I know! That's like a slap in the face before I get on the plane.
I just realized that.
Russ, you are safe tonight to sing again. But Omi Pride...
Oh, nine.
Oh, I need a tissue.
If it makes you any happier, did you know that dolphins are really gay sharks, Omi?
What?
Glee plug. Brittany. You can cut that out.
No, I think we should just leave that epic fail in there. Because we never like that. All right, so now we're into the top six.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Princess Clary, JC, Aria, Faded Phantom, Russ, and welcoming back Sharp Cookies into the top six.
Mm-hmm.
So then who wants to announce the next theme? I'm not announcing it because I'm not here next week.
I guess I can't announce it then. Yeah, so next week it'll only be myself and Zelena judging because MB is going to be MIA.
I think you guys should get a guest judge.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Get a guest judge.
Ooh, we shall discuss this after. Who's gonna be?
Yes.
So, die.
Don't choke. Don't die.
Okay.
Look at the sky.
It's been happening a lot tonight.
So next theme for top six, I believe,
Yes.
top six is going to be Disney Pixar theme and Disney untraditional 3D style movies. So that
Because it was originally Pixar,
there's nothing.
well, there are stuff,
There
but
is.
it's a bit
There
limited,
is
so
nothing.
expand. It just is stuff.
There is stuff. Cars
So
has a lot.
this movie, I want to hear some guys saying country and twang away with them Southern accent, and yeah. So this theme includes, but it's not limited to, movies by Pixar. So there's 13 of them currently: Toy Story, Cars, the
Bug's Life,
Bug's Life,
Wall-E, Monsters,
So
Inc.
Story 2 and 3.
Ratatouille, if you want to sing in French, you never know. And we're also allowing select few untraditional style animated movies. And so we will be sending you an email list of what we're allowing, but some examples are like Chicken Little, Meet the Robinsons, and Boat, because they're like similar style animation. Yeah, so. And for this theme, we're allowing anything that was on the soundtrack. And for Cars, this also includes their compilation album of songs inspired by Cars. So yeah, that will be due on November 12th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, the usual. And is that it for that tonight?
I guess so.
All right,
Shall we
so
say
I guess we're gonna.
on
Good night, and here's Mary Feather.
Feather.
Yes. Take it away,
Good
Mary
night.
Feather.
The king and his men stole the queen from her and bound her in her bonds. The seas be ours, and by the powers, where we will roam. Yo-ho, all hands hoist the colors high. Heave-ho, thieves and beggars, never shall we die. With the keys to the cage and the devil to pay, we lay to fiddler's green. The bell's been raised from its watery grave. Can you hear its sepulchral tone? We call to all, pay heed the squall, and set your sail toward home. Yo. Together, hoist the colors.